Okay, very briefly, can we follow up with what happened to these two patients first, Bill?
I went ahead and started her on Atrazine and Cytoxan with the plans to treat her just like the intergroup study, N9831, with Herceptin and taxanes concomitantly.
And that's where she is right now?
Well, she just started, so she's not even had her second cycle of AC yet.
I'm sorry, this is the 33-year-old?
Yes.
Okay, and can you follow up, Atif?
Yes, my patient actually, she qualified for the Breast Cancer International Research Group 006 based on grade, because it allowed no negative patients, and she randomized to receive Taxotere Carbo Herceptin. She received six cycles and a whole year of Herceptin. She did well. Her ejection fraction dropped 7-8 points. We stopped Herceptin for a few weeks, and then we resumed it. She's now 6 months after finishing the study, and her ejection fraction is back to baseline.
How did she tolerate it, and how do you find people tolerating the TCH versus the AC taxane H?
In this patient, actually, it was shocking to her. She came to see me whether she needs chemotherapy or not. And nobody talked to her about the taxane. She's 0.8 centimeter, whether she needed just FEC or nothing. Then here am I talking to her about a taxane and a year of Herceptin. Therefore, the first meeting was not a very pleasant one. But subsequently, for whatever reason, she trusted what I was telling her. She did very well. She had a lot of emotional issues that she had to come every 3 weeks. She's an architect. She continued to work full-time. The carboplatin taxotere caused her moderate degree of fatigue, although her hemoglobin was normal, but we got her through the treatment.
Eric, in my clinic, the second patient would never get trastuzumab today, and that's not a negotiation. That would happen in somebody else's office, because I would not give adjuvant trastuzumab to a woman with an 8-millimeter ERPR-positive node-negative cancer outside of some sort of trial, ideally a trial that gave less chemotherapy, not more. The second patient, while not eligible for any of the U.S. trials, I would be comfortable with.
How about 1.0?
I think that I disagree a little bit with Joyce. I actually do think we know the benefits of anthracycline-based chemotherapy in patients with HER2-positive disease, and I think we have reason to believe it's as great as in patients with HER2-negative disease, if not greater. And there's also pretty clearly some benefit associated with hormonal therapy. In Richard Love's paper from the patient population in Southeast Asia, women who had HER2-positive breast cancer and received or underwent an oophorectomy and tamoxifen had every bit as much benefit as those women who did not have HER2-positive disease.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.